wear and enjoy an individual, personal relationship, intimate relationship with God. And I'm so sorry. They're so busy working and not sinning and working hard or learning or doing and fear and all of these things, they don't really learn and they don't really develop and gain that intimacy with Him that He does desire. And so in chapter 3, we have Jesus Christ meet a religious Pharisee, weighted down in law, weighted down from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now in chapter 4, Jesus Christ is going to meet an unnamed, immoral woman. And this becomes very beautiful and most significant. Nicodemus, extremely moral. I mean extremely moral and self-righteous, high rank. This woman, immoral, low rank. Nicodemus sought out Jesus Christ. He came to Jesus Christ during the darkness of the night. This woman, on this particular trip, isn't even looking or seeking for Jesus Christ, but here's what's beautiful. Jesus Christ is seeking her. He has humbled himself so that he can serve her. He is going to put on the pretense of her serving him that he might serve her. And we'll put all of these things, a lot of these things, into a beautiful picture and concept for us as we go through this thing. I'm just giving an overview of what we have going on here. So the woman is not seeking Christ, but Christ is seeking her. She is seeking water. Now, here it's literal water, but as we'll see in the spiritual realm, and when we talk to this woman, as she talks to the Lord, she's also seeking living water. But we'll see this as we go through. Unlike Nicodemus, this woman is ready for the truth. We're going to compare the response of a very religious, self-righteous, wonderful, moral, that most Christians would just, you know, wonderful person. And we're going to compare his response with this response of this immoral woman that a lot of Christians would have nothing to do with. So we have Nicodemus, self-righteous, who would expect him to come in the daylight and to just be sit down at Christ's feet and ready to go, but no, not at all. He comes at night, and he, as far as at that point, as far as we know at that point in chapter 3, did not respond. Here we have an immoral woman whom we would expect to come at night so as not to be seen. She meets him in the heat of the day. Just very beautiful, the things that are going on in the spiritual and in the physical and in the spiritual realm. So religious, self-righteous people, like the disciples, like many Christians today, would want the Lord to just be so wonderful to Nicodemus and really straighten this woman out. But he does just the opposite. He is going to be ever